Would this be the time where the finance committee would jump in here for an explanation?
It is public hearing. We did not take this for the finance committee.
Okay, okay.
We explained to council when we advised you of the second tranche coming in that we would have to have a public hearing to receive and appropriate these funds. And the ordinance is before you with both budget the funds and appropriate funds as well. The new thing is the insurance settlement. It just kind of came there. We thought we'd take advantage of this opportunity to take care of that as well.
Okay, so the public hearing has been duly advertised and everything?
Yes, it has.
Okay, I will open the public hearing. Chief, when you stepped out, you did not see anything?
I'll check again, sir, but I don't believe there's anything leading to that.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Ms. Hunt, is there anything?
No, sir.
Being nothing, I'll close the public hearing, and I will accept the motion for the ordinance amending the 2021 budget.
I'll make the motion.
Have a motion for Mr. Watts, and a second.
A second.
Have a second for Ms. Clark. Any discussion? Being no discussion, roll call vote. Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Clark?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wiggy?
Aye.
Motion carried 4-0-1. Next item is citizens' comments. I know you looked, so you didn't see any citizens' comments when you were out there.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Hunt, did you have any citizens' comments?
No, sir.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak? Hey, being none, we're calling the citizens' comments section. Next is the consent agenda. We'll accept the motion to accept the council meetings from August 12, 2020.
I make a motion to accept the minutes from the August 12, 2020 meeting as presented.
Have a motion from Ms. Clark, and I have a second.
Second.
A second from Mr. Bunch. Roll call vote, Ms. Wiggy?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Clark?
Aye.
And Mr. Bunch. Motion carried 4-0-1. Next item is staff reports. If everybody had time to review the staff reports, is there any questions regarding staff reports? Okay, then move on. Next item, finance committee, Ms. Clark.
Yes, we met on September 2nd, as Mr. Payne had mentioned, as regarding the funding. But for reinstating where we had dealt with the budget previously, where we had a big budget cuts. At the meeting, we did discuss the total amount of the CARES Act funding, which is in our packets of $381,266 in total, the town will be receiving when it's all said and done. We'll hear about this more in detail when Mr. Payne covers it, but
I'm going to combine them both.
Okay.
When you get through with yours, I want Mr. Payne to come in and we'll just combine these two.
All right, then I'll just hit the highlights of what the finance committee went over. What was suggested to us from staff and what our committee decided would work best for the town, would we do what is called a salary swap, so that money goes into the take care of police department salaries for the year, and then that which in essence loosens up the town's budget and funds so we don't have time constraints on our monies. So in other words, to be able to do the things we need to do since we're getting so shy to December 30th, which is their requirements, we can now have more leniency and do the things we need to within not that short of a time frame. So if you'll go through the packet, if you see there's two sheets of salary, which I'll let Mr. Payne go ahead into detail, but what you're going to see at the bottom of that is a police salary swap from July to December, which takes care of their salaries, which frees up those funds for us to reinstate the budget. Well, in a nutshell, and then I'll let Mr. Payne take care of details from there.
Okay, Mr. Payne?
Thank you. Ms. Carton has given a good introduction.
Ms. Carton has given a good introduction. We are proposing to use the majority of these funds for the salary swap, which will give us the freedom
Which we have on the first page of the spreadsheet, just prepared by Tracy, and summarizes all the costs today, COVID-related expenses, it's about $10,000. And we can certainly use the CARES Act money for that, and we intend to do that. So on the second page is really where we get down to how to use the funds that we gain from the base salary swap out. These are, again, less restricted. And we explored with the Finance Committee a number of options, and these are the options that we settled on. The Finance Committee was accepted and recommended to council, and they're basically in three areas. One is additional COVID-related expenses, which could qualify for the use of those funds. To improve the audiovisual in this chamber, we are seeking quotes right now from audiovisual design and installation firms to do that. Secondly, we're having an evaluation done of the town hall's HVAC system to determine things like airflow, proper filtration, and things like that. So there may need to be some upgrades in town hall as part of a COVID prevention strategy. And then council had earlier, from the very beginning, set aside $120,000 from the CARES Act money for small business grants. And we met with the IDA yesterday, and they have accepted our recommendations on how to go about that process through the application process. We're going to mirror the county's process, and so they're looking forward to be able to utilize those grants. So that's $190,000 of the swap out funds that are available. It's also been proposed that we restore some of those cuts that took place right as the budget was being considered for adoption. And those are to restore the employee raises that were originally in the proposed budget, restore them as of July the 1st, and that's a cost of $42,000. There had been some support for some nonprofits in there, support for the fire department. And so we're asking council's consideration to restore all of those with these funds as well. And then there was a minor mistake that was made in the budget of about $5,000 that we asked to be corrected. It was just an omission, and we want to go ahead and correct that as well. And then in the other area, we proposed that one of the things that council also did in July was approve an amendment to the personnel policies to establish hazard pay for public safety employees. And so we're asking council to consider a $4,000 per police officer hazard pay for the work that they had to do. The police department employees really didn't get any time off. They continued to work normally through the entire process as the COVID pandemic was unfolding and everybody was changing their schedules around. The police department did not have that luxury of doing that. And so because of that hazardous duty that they were experiencing, there's that in here as well. In addition, the police department, because they've been in their new building, has had some challenges in responding to citizen inquiries, and so these funds of $12,700 will provide some administrative support to do things like answer the phone, help make appointments, deal with the public. We've also become increasingly concerned that police accreditation is going to be something that we do need to address, and we need to be able to, on the front edge of that, not responding to something the General Assembly might do if they have the threat of punishment to localities who do not have police accredited police departments. We're fortunate that the chief has already started that process. He had some excellent help over the summer from an intern, and this additional amount of $10,500 is to keep the intern on board to complete that process over the next year. It's 24 hours a week, part-time position still. One of the other things that we have become aware of as we've been looking at this building and its equipment is that the server in this building that provides all the computer support is really outdated and is losing some of the support. My understanding was it's been talked about replacing that server for some time, and we really do think this would be a good insurance policy to get that server up to date. If we lost that, we would lose a lot of capacity there. If all of those recommendations are accepted by council, there would still be some remaining funds of the $371,000 that's available. after the salary swap. And our suggestion is that those funds go into the contingency account and be set aside and reserved if future needs arise. And that's, I think, building your reserves in a crisis is a very smart thing to do, and this will do that. So that's the proposal that was worked out at the Finance Committee meeting and comes to Council with a recommendation of adoption from the Finance Committee.
Okay. So that comes as a recommendation. So we don't need a second for that. We will go straight into discussion. Does anybody have any questions of Mr. Payne or the Finance Committee regarding this? Okay, being done, I will accept the motion to accept the president. We've already got the motion.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I will roll call vote. Ms. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Carried 4-0-1. The next item is the meal. We still have not heard, if I'm correct, we still have not heard anything from Mr. Sanders. So my suggestion is we just continue with it on the docket for a couple more months. And after that, it will rotate off the docket. And he will have to present everything all again after approximately a year. I think December will probably put it on about a year. So that. Okay, is there any staff that have anything? Ms. Tracy?
No, sir.
Ms. Hunt?
No, sir.
Is there any messages from staff?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Chief?
No, sir.
All right, Mr. Payne?
I'm sorry, I have nothing else to add.
We're glad to see you in the meeting, Ms. Gordon.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. The anticipated agenda, and I like, we had a meeting, I think it was last month.
You mentioned that, Mr. Council.
I'll get there.
Okay.
We had a meeting last month, I believe it was last month, on Christmas break. And I would like for members of the council to be thinking about that. We've reached out to some other areas, whether they're going to have theirs and continue on. We're starting right now, as it's going to happen, we're planning, because it's easier to plan in council than not plan and make it work. So I'm asking council to just run this scenarios over through my thing. This next month we will be talking about it. So, yes, sir.
Ms. Hunt may want to tell you what she has done to reach out to past parade participants to understand their interest in doing this. So we want to gather that information and then come back to you with a report next month. Vicki may want to add to that.
Yeah, what we did is all the past participants of last year sent those folks an email, the businesses and the individuals an email, asking them if they are interested and being in this year's parade, if we have one, and if they are interested, if they would adhere to any guidelines that may be still in effect because of the pandemic, COVID, meaning wearing masks for staging and marching in the parade and formation and distancing measures, you know, if all that's still going on. And also if they have any suggestions. And so far, and giving them until the 1st of October to get back on that, because some of those people may need to, you know, get a hold of a lot of individuals or even meet, if they're even meeting, however they're meeting. And so about 20 or so have reached back out, and out of those, they've all but two have said that they are interested, if we have it, that they would want to do it or are interested. and that they would go by the guidelines. And they have given some good feedback on what they may like to see. And only two have said absolutely not because of COVID. One, because they just aren't putting together a float in any parades this year because of the COVID. And then a few others have just said that their groups are not meeting right now, whether it's because of school or whatever. So that's where we are at the moment on those.
We'll get on that next month. All right, matters from council. Ms. Wheaton?
None.
Mr. Watkins?
No, sir.
Ms. Coleman?
I just have one concern, and I'm going to... It seems like it comes around every year at school time. I've been walking a lot downtown, and the speeders have been out of control again. So I don't know, what can we do, Chief? I'm just thinking school's back in, there's a lot of kids either at home or moving around, but I'm telling you, I literally saw several people going like 50 miles an hour through town, and that's just not okay.
Oh, I'm sure. I've seen it before, too.
It's just crazy. I don't know. It's just not safe. It doesn't make me feel good when I'm walking on a sidewalk and someone just goes blazing by. And I know I hear people complain about it all the time, so here I'm bringing it up again. I don't know what we can do any more than what you're doing, but...
I do know that Chief, I want to jump in and say, I do know the guys are out there. And I followed Caleb a couple days, Officer Martin, a couple days, and he's burning the streets up. He's being seen.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important thing.
Right.
I think what most folks don't realize, too, is our radars are mobile radars, so these guys are constantly running. They're not just sitting, they're constantly running radar remotely, and they're moving up and down the streets. There's been some cars that have been stopped recently. We plan on having some discussions later about where we stand as far as law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're in a very interesting time.
I hear you.
And we don't really know what kind of directions we're going to have to be following for too long.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to answer that.
Chief, what about using your speed signs on, too?
I'd love to use that, sir.
We have one.
We do have one.
We do have one, but I'm having issues with being able to access that.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Right now, the chief's been told by the adjoining property that he can't use that property to access the building.
Oh, I know that. Okay, I got you. That's the lead.
The sign's in the garage.
I got you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, believe me. There's a number of things that are coming up.
Gets brought to my attention, and I witnessed it myself.
I've not had the first complaint anybody called the department.
They usually come to us.
They come to see
people
me.
People usually come and find me and say, "What are you doing about this?" And I'm like, "I try."
I didn't mean to interrupt, but could you have them come speak to us? The people that are complaining.
I try, but they don't.
And you guys are more than welcome to come sit in the car with us and watch how this works.
Please don't take this wrong. I'm not accusing you of anything. Yeah, I'm bringing up the concerns that I'm hearing, and so,
like she said, about school time every year, we get more.
We've already talked about that because the school times have changed this year. So I already talked to my guys last week about it. So they'll be sitting in the school zones. And I've had a meeting with state police today about school zone stuff. So we're active.
They were out today. The state was out running around up around the hospital.
My guys were out this morning too, but we had a little mislap on the time thing, but we got that figured out again. So
I'll pass that information along.
Yeah,
Ms. Bump? I just have one thing, and this is going to be directed to the chief. But I have a new neighbor at the end of that faces Main Street. And the other day I came by, and Officer Martin and Caleb was standing in the front yard talking to him, and I rolled down the window just to speak. And he had noticed that they were new residents to the town. So he just stopped to introduce himself and talk to them. You know, are y'all from Amherst, which they are not.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a small child, and he just engaged them in conversation, was talking about, you know, the neighbors, where people live and stuff. They were very impressed that the local police department stopped and talked to them and introduced himself and new neighbors. They were very, and I wanted to pass that on to you, to please pass that on to Officer Martin.
I did tell him we appreciate it.
You know, like I've said to you guys numerous times before, probably just before, where it's not going to break the record, but we're very fortunate here. We got a good group of officers here that I'm very proud to say work for me.
Right.
Probably the best guys I've worked with in my career.
But, I mean, I know you've been in for a long time in the public service, Mr. Bunch, Mr. Watts. But when somebody does that, it goes...
The relations just...
Yeah, it goes a long ways. And it just... Because, you know, at first I wondered, why is Caleb parked on the wrong side of the road? Because, you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. He pulled in. And so then I just rolled down the window, and then he told me, he said, hey, these are new neighbors.
Yeah.
I was stopping to talk to them and introduce myself to them. And
did you just see them in the yard? Or you go,
yeah, they were out in the yard washing the car. They were just sitting out in the yard. And I just thought that was great. I mean, that goes a long way in a small town.
There's a lot of things that happen that most folks don't see. I had some folks moving some furniture one day, and I had an officer out there helping them move the furniture up the steps and stuff like that. You know, I'm very proud of who we have working here.
Yeah,
we're not perfect. No one is. But, you know, we did the best job what we had to work with. And
that's the difference. We're involved with our community. We're not sitting back.
Yeah, and I think that goes a long way. And in today's society, it goes a long way.
It does.
Totally agree.
So, all right. Back to one more item on the town anticipated agenda. Is a public hearing, set a public hearing for the proposed amendment. Mr. Payne, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yes, Mayor, the council knows the Planning Commission has been considering an amendment to the sign ordinance that would allow works of art under, basically without a sign permit. The Planning Commission had a public hearing on that earlier this month, and you should have the minutes at your desk of that meeting. They've not been approved by the Planning Commission, but they're accurate. The Planning Commission declined to act on the amendment, leaving the matter for council to decide, and the staff is asking that council authorize public hearing so that we can go ahead and bring this matter to you and hopefully resolve it.
Has the wording been altered at all?
My understanding on the wording, all I'm saying is it's on county or town property only.
Works of art?
Yeah,
but who defines works of art?
The wording has been gone through two or three iterations. What I would like is the opportunity for Sarah and I to discuss that. It's gotten a little bit more complex than it might have otherwise, but we would like to come, if you authorize a public hearing, we would come to council with a recommendation on language that we think is the most appropriate for you to consider. And then you're free to amend that if you wish. Well, we think there's a simpler way to go about this.
Yeah, and I think we need to let the public come speak their piece. I think that's...
Yeah,
that's
I do.
So, by consensus vote, I would like to set the public hearing for this sign ordinance for the October meeting. Is there anybody that is just opposed? Okay, it will be set for public hearing in October.
Thank you.
Citizens' comments. Chief, I don't need to...
I don't know.
Ms. Hunt, have you received any citizens' comments?
No, sir.
Okay, is any citizens here wish to speak? Okay, next we will be going into a closed session. Ms. Carton, will you take us into closed session?
Yes, I move that the council go into closed session pursuant to subsection 2.23711A.1 of the Code of Virginia as it relates to assignment, appointment, promotion, and performance of specific public officers, appointees, or employees, specifically to discuss the potential for timing and conditions of the town manager's return to duty.
Okay, can I have a second, please?
Second.
A second, Ms. Watts. Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Barton?
Aye.
And Mr. Wallace?
Aye.
Ms. Williams?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried 4-0-1. We will take a 5-minute recess.